KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 54 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the news brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Iowa motorists need to be especially watchful for pedestrians this morning, as this is International Walk to School Day. Organizers of the effort say at least 150 schools in Iowa will be taking part, with many thousands of kids on the sidewalks and roadsides hoofing their way to class. Troy Carter, Safe Routes to School Director at the Iowa Bicycle Coalition, says the day's goal is simple.
We would like to see more kids getting out to exercising and just having a good time, realizing that they can walk to school safely.
The event introduces children to the physical, social, and environmental benefits of walking or biking to school, while increasing school spirit and fostering a sense of community. The Safe Routes to School program is designed to do what its name says: find and develop pathways kids can take in order to safely reach their schools. Sometimes there is better safety in numbers as kids make their way together.
We also provide our Do Walking school bus, which a lot of schools participate around the state of Iowa, and they walk anywhere from 2 to 5 days a week, up to 2 or 3 miles to school one way.
While this is Walk to School Day, plenty of Iowa's youths will be pedaling two-wheelers to school.
Biking, we really focus on that in May for the Bike to School Day, but biking is also a healthy option to get kids to and from school. It's all about wellness and training to get kids more active.
Walking or biking to school is an easy way to promote physical activity, he says, and help to reduce the prevalence of obesity. Officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday that due to a water main break and loss of water pressure, the city of Hancock was placed under a drinking water warning. The warning is expected to be in effect for about 48 hours or until water testing validates the water is safe for consumption. Citizens in Hancock should not drink their water without boiling it first. Bring all water to a boil. Let it boil for a minute, and then let it cool before using or use bottled water. That should be done as well when using water for drinking, making ice, brushing your teeth, washing dishes, and food preparation. Boiling water before use will kill any bacteria or other organisms that may have entered the system during the water main break and subsequent water pressure drop. Repairs were being made, and water safety testing will be conducted. The warning will remain in effect until testing validates the water is safe for consumption. Now, citizens of Hancock can find updates as they're provided at the Pottawatomie County Emergency Management's Facebook page. Updates, notices, or additional emergency messaging will be distributed through the Pott County Emergency Notification System, Alert Iowa. And citizens may sign up at their home and mobile phone numbers free of charge at www.pottcounty.com. A woman from Oakland was arrested early this morning in Red Oak on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County. Red Oak police say 25-year-old Noelle Carey Dominguez was taken into custody at around 12:15 a.m. on a warrant for failure to appear in court on a domestic abuse charge. Dominguez was transported to the Pott County Jail and was being held at the jail in Council Bluffs on a $500 cash bond. Sheriff's officials in Union County said yesterday that an Atlantic man, 35-year-old Harold James Shoemaker, was arrested Monday night at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Shoemaker was wanted on a Union County warrant for failure to appear in court on a child support matter. He was being held in the jail at Creston on $2,000 bond. A traffic stop late Monday night in Council Bluffs resulted in the driver of the vehicle being arrested on drug charges. The Daily Nonpareil says 64-year-old Larry Uphold of Council Bluffs was pulled over at around 11:50 p.m. When police searched his vehicle, they found 6.9 grams of methamphetamine, 3.1 grams of marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Uphold was arrested for felony possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. If convicted on the felony charge, he faces up to 25 years in prison. Uphold remains in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $25,000 bond. In the funeral announcements, Lauren W. Hupp, age 76, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Lauren Hupp will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Betty Conklin, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Betty Conklin will be on Friday at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Rosalie Rose Michelson, age 73, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Rose Michelson will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Stein, age 89, of Omaha, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Richard Stein will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Donella Ross, age 87, of Atlantic, died September 20th at the Heritage House. A memorial visitation for Donella Ross will be on Saturday from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Heritage House. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Eleanor Olson, age 80, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Eleanor Olson will be next Monday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. And Wallace Dulch, age 87, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Wallace Dulch are currently pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.